At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to the Bowhunter Chronicles 5-Minute Fix, weekly quick-to-the-point episodes of tips, tricks, reviews, and rants. Your 5-minute time limit starts now. So today's topic is going to be bullets and broadheads. So with our last set of podcasts on bear hunting, posted a couple of reels and shorts on YouTube and TikTok, and the response from the one caliber question is very polarizing. And I was thinking about that basically applies to broadheads as well. So what are you guys shooting for broadheads and bullets is kind of the question and topic about this. So I personally think that like practicality ultimately is going to win over. And what I mean by that is as we start to move down the arrow tuning, heavy arrow, there are so many, you know, obviously there is the fixed blade versus mechanical camp, but the weight, you know, for me, simplicity wins out. You know, here in Michigan, there used to be a show called Fred Trost Practical Sportsman, and practical, I think, was like the key word in that. So anywhere you go, when we start to get into the 200 grain broadhead, the 150 grain broadhead, 175, like John's shooting, as a matter of fact, it gets kind of wonky if you wreck a broadhead or if you're trying to replicate that. So, not that I'm saying we shouldn't strive for that, but it kind of begs the question, should we be getting something that's kind of available off the shelf? And at all these boutique type broadhead companies, and they offer all these crazy single bevel, you know, offerings. It just seems like we need to get a little bit more simplistic. And not to say that you shouldn't know your arrow weight, arrow trajectory, how many grains, but you can build that same arrow using available components. So you can, you know, a lot of times we can recover the insert if we mess up the broadhead, things like that. But the same goes true for bullets. And I don't usually get to talk about this because it's being a bow hunting podcast, but like most of the stuff that I have is based on availability. So 308, You know, that 30-06 that Joseph talked about, those things are available. And so it kind of begs the question, like, is ignorance bliss? So before podcasts, before YouTubes, did we know what a 35 Whelan was or 28 Nosler? You know, some of the comments in the TikTok, and I think TikTok and YouTube shorts is where we're getting all these, oh, one caliber, it's 35 Whelan for me, 25 Nosler, 6.5 Creedmoor. But that ignorance is bliss with just about everything. And I say it with broadheads is the worst business to get into because it's either the greatest broadhead in the world or it's the worst. So they kill a bunch of animals. Everything I kill, everything I shoot dies, or it's the worst broadhead ever because I lost the biggest buck of my life. My daughter lost her buck. You know, any of these types of things is where it gets kind of wonky. And the same thing could be held true for the bullets where you go out to the range, you shoot it, and you shoot something, it dies. We're not usually doing autopsies on these animals, and we don't generally get to see the ones that get away. And with a rifle, they don't get away as often. Now, maybe in the Western shooting world where we're shooting super long distances and you want super tight patterns and all of this stuff, but, you know, tried and true kind of ammo availability, you know, if you're not reloading, all of this stuff. So I think that it kind of goes back to that practical category where what we need to do is kind of think like downrange. Like if we're traveling, are you going to be able to find 175 grain broadhead if they get lost or broken or anything like that? Same thing with ammunition. Is that are you shooting ammunition that's going to be readily available for you wherever your end hunt is? And that's just the kind of the way that I look at all this stuff. And heading into the gun world, man, it's always come back to just the same thing. Is it's fixed and mechanical. It's new versus old. It's what my dad used to shoot or what I have available to me. So I guess it, in closing, we're going to say that I feel like ignorance is bliss, you know, kind of we're in an echo chamber here, and find something that works for you. But once you get that, maybe dial it in just a little bit more, especially with the arrow side, to something that is available. Time's up. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We're out of here.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors. I'm Will Cooper, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from Hunt Stand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Through the Blackwater Bayous and in the dark Louisiana night floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking.
From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinners crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.